Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It's Monday. Started off like that.
I know. That's a good way to start off. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, just yells.
A Ric Flairin'.
Hoops and hollers.
It's savage.
It is 7:32, and this morning we are going to talk about the 10 most Googled questions about sex.
Oh, God. It's a good way to start off a week, you know?
What's crazy is if you take a moment and just type in how does or what is or who are into Google and let it finish it out, it does an autocomplete. Some of the things that are brought up are like, there's enough people that have asked that question that it's
just pops up. You know, it's a good thing that the topic today isn't, oh, let's type this into the bar and see what comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that might be a little embarrassing.
So, someone put together the top 10 most Googled questions about sex. We are going to go over those and then maybe try and answer them, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll try and answer them the best to our knowledge.
We'll Dr. Phil it.
We'll Dr. Phil the hell out of this. Stick around. We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, we're still just, we're one show away from just doing all grunts and moans and noises.
So much a caveman.
And
me,
you know what?
Me man like Playboy Morning Show. Me man like to eat food.
It'd be our best show, too. It'd be our best show we've ever done.
It's a grunt.
7:38 today, we are going to talk about the 10 most Googled questions about sex. Now, this may seem like, oh, where are we going with this? What? Honestly, can it be that crazy? Here's the thing. Google has this algorithm where the most searched things are what come up in the fill-in. So you can type in, like, how does, and then it'll fill in and keep filling in as you keep typing.
Yeah.
Now, it can also remember, like, if let's say I search where to find the best fishing spots in Michigan. Well, if I type in again where to find, the first thing that'll come up is what I searched before.
Exactly.
But then underneath it will be a bunch of other answers that other people have typed in.
And some of the stuff is pretty out there. You know, you start typing something.
Way out there. What? And you're like, how many people have Google searched that?
Right.
So with this one, we thought it'd be pretty funny. The 10 most Google sex questions. Any idea what number one is, Hunter? Any idea?
Mm.
And again, we have to be careful how we word things.
Right, right. God, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even a guess.
Because there are so many questions.
There are.
And now think about how many kids have access. I didn't have Google when I wanted to learn about sex.
Yeah, you had to ask.
We had to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and go in there.
I think I was asking Jeeves.
Jeeves didn't know anything.
Jeeves didn't know a damn thing.
What a reference that was. Nicely done. The number one most Googled sex question. I'm not going to tell you just yet. We're going to start. We're going to start with number 10. How long does sex last?
Oh, yeah.
We'll go 10 through 5, and then we'll come back. We'll do 5 through 1. How long does sex last? Can we answer that?
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Tops? 2 minutes? Say 2.5.
2.5.
Right.
Well, you got to have 30 seconds of cuddle time.
Yeah, 3 on the weekend.
3 if I've had a couple drinks. Right. It's going to take me a minute. Number 9, how to... I don't even think it has to do with the male organ and the female organ and combining them.
How to combine them.
How to combine them.
The reproductive organs.
That's right. That's a good question. That's a good question because sometimes in the dark, it can be tricky.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing.
God, I wonder how they answered that.
Yeah. Number 8, how old do you have to be to buy condoms? How old do you have? 18?
I don't think so. I don't think there's an age limit on that.
Is there not an age limit on that?
I'm pretty sure they used to like hand them out in high school. Didn't they do that? Didn't they have, like, sex ed in high school?
They had the sex ed one. And I know in my college, they had, like, you go down to the free clinic and get, you know, they just had them sitting out there.
Yeah.
I've never bought condoms, so I don't know.
No?
No.
That's terrible, bro.
I know, right?
I'll admit that.
Yes, never bought one. Never bought
one. Now, do you give them condoms as you know, at a younger age? Does that encourage them to do it, or?
I don't know.
What's your opinion on that?
I guess if they're going to do it, you got to be safe about it. Got to be safe about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike me. Number 7, how to measure the male reproductive organ. Tell you what you do.
You
take a ruler and you add 2 inches.
Right. I was going to say a yardstick.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yardstick, you're full of it. Number 6, how to get a bigger male reproductive organ manually.
Yeah?
Manually.
Manually.
Stretching?
You know that Wish app that's on Facebook? There's this app. It's an app. It's called Wish or whatever. Yeah, it sells like weird stuff. They have this thing. It looks like a, what are those leg things called that the girls, leggings?
Not leggings? Like, jeggings?
No, it's, God, I don't know, man. It's a, basically what it does is it pulls on your thing. All
oh, like
long.
A garter belt.
Garter
like a
garter belt. There you go. Yeah. Garter belt. But it has like suspenders that so attaches
you,
to your.
You hook it up to the willy.
Yeah.
And then you
hook
pull
it to
down.
The garter belt.
Oh.
And it stretches it out. All day. I don't know if it works or not, but it was the first thing I saw in this Wish app. I'm like, really?
Here's what we'll do. Obviously, your phone's been listening to you.
Damn it.
We should get one of those. Let's get three of them, and me, you, and Benny will start with the original, and then we'll see after a month if we've seen any improvements. Can we do that? Is that that's a tax write-off,
right? Who's measuring, Kiki?
You son of a... If it's for work, I'll let it go.
Everything that rocks.
7:50 and 50. That's Brock and Hunter.
Bonus skip.
We're talking about the 10 most Googled sex questions.
Come on, don't say that. Don't say that.
Come on, ask him. Don't say that. We've had how long does sex last, how to combine the male and female sex organs, how old do you have to be by condoms, how do you measure a donger, and how to get a bigger donger manually. That's the best way I can put it.
Hey, do this real quick.
Yeah.
Highlight your address bar.
No.
And just type a P.
Just do it. Just do it.
See what happens.
Let's do number five. What is the clap? That's the number five.
Yeah.
The clap, by the way, is gonorrhea. And you know why they call it the clap?
Why?
You know why? You don't know why?
No.
All right,
no.
Fun fact, kids, why? I joke about condoms, but always wear a condom.
Yeah, please.
All right? Until you get to a point in a relationship where you don't need to, you have that adult discussion.
Thinking about having kids.
But until then, always, always, always wear a condom because you don't want the clap. Now, yes, it is curable. Thank God for penicillin, or so I've heard. That's how you cure it.
I guess I don't know really what it is.
So back in the day, they called it the clap because to help clear out some of the backup, this is so gross.
Backup.
It's a discharge that backed up inside the member. They would take two bricks of wood, clap it together. That's why they call it the clap. So
and
imagine.
Get rid of the,
Think about that.
Discharge. It's like an uncomfortable word to say.
Well, it's uncomfortable. It's talking about two pieces of wood around my dong going like that. Ah!
When were they doing that?
Like the 80s.
God.
No,
I don't want to go to the doctor.
No, you're going.
He flattened me.
That's
last
what you
time.
Get for sleeping with him. Who was? number four, how to get rid of genital warts. You can't. Good luck.
Can't
number three, can you get rid of herpes? You can't. Good luck.
Good luck.
Number two, how to make a woman finish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that, number two?
Guys, don't worry about Googling that. That's not important.
Right. Just take care of yourself.
That's right. The woman's not important. Don't worry about that.
That's terrible, Brock. I don't know how you're still in a relationship. selfish
don't
man.
Worry about the ladies. Don't worry about it. And the number one most Googled sex question.
Number one.
Where is the G-spot?
It's a
mythological place. It doesn't exist.
You can do a whole show on that.
I know. you know, that is a tough one. I can see that because, you know, a lot of guys are trying to take the lady up to that next level.
Yeah.
Looking for it.
Took a while for me, Brock.
I stopped looking. I'm like, I don't care. Whatever.
It's like trying to find Carmen Sandiego. Impossible.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer? I'm sure he was looking for the G-spot, the way it sounds. Good God.
Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 8:37 and 50. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
I feel like doing the Carlton dance.
It's the best dance in the world.
Not unusual. I love that dance.
I bust out the Carlton every once in a while.
Do you?
Yeah. It's
epic.
It's a classic one. I dance very 80s style.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
I got to be really, really tanked, Brock.
I have seen you drunk and dance, and it is just, it's epic. It's epic. You're all elbows and knees, brother.
Oh, man. My dad can dance better than I can.
Yeah?
What's weird, too, is like when I was a kid, I used to cut a rug as a kid.
Yeah.
They used to put me out in the middle. Yeah,
I get a feeling you dance now like you did as a toddler.
Probably. It hasn't
just
changed.
Just that kid at the dance kind of just like kicking his legs and waving his arms.
Just moving every part in your body. in random directions. I don't know what I'm doing out there, man.
We used to do, me and my buddies used to go out to a place called Flashbacks. It was attached to a hotel in Madison. Well, Middleton, technically.
Yeah.
And we used to go up there. It was a disco bar. And they had a disco ball
the
and everything.
Disco. They weren't clubs back then. It was a disco.
It was a disco bar, and they never checked my ID going in. Yeah. So I was 18, 19 going into this place. And we used to dress to the nines, man. I used to have my grandpa's old dress shoes. They were white, so I had white dress shoes on.
Nice.
Bell-bottom pants.
Oh, God.
That we got at, you know, a five and dime. So, you know, like a resale store. I had this macramated belt that my dad used to wear in the 70s.
Good Lord,
plus
Brock.
Plus a polyester. We had matching polyester shirts that were white with red polka dots and big collars. And we would go, and all the ladies loved us.
Oh, man.
We just get there. You
just
get
cut
all these,
them, Brock.
You get all these ladies that were traveling for business.
Mm-hmm. Staying in the hotel, too.
Had some fun, man. Right. We danced so hard one night, the disco ball fell. That's no joke.
Damn, really?
One time, my buddy Dwight came out of nowhere. We're like, where did Dwight go? All of a sudden, he comes skating in.
Yes.
He was roller discoing. Yes. It was good times. It was good times.
Bringing down the house.
If I were to dance now like I did then, I would pull every muscle in my lower half.
You just finger pointing and grooving,
just,
huh?
Just grooving, man. Grooving. Just getting down. Getting
the roller skates, though. That had to top the night, man.
We couldn't. From there on out, we were all just, we're never going to top the roller skates.
We got a roller rink. We should go sometime.
We should go roller disco.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
I wonder if they have a roller disco night.
We'll make it a roller disco night. We'll show up in some 70s attire, and we're roller disco it up.
I always had the greatest idea. You know, we should put a keg in the middle of it, and we'll skate around the keg. And then I really thought about it. I'm like, roller skates, kegs. That's a lot of broken bones, bro.
Exactly. It'll start off fun, and then it'll end horribly. Tragically.
Well, I have an EMT there ready.
I can hear the headline now. Hundreds die at roller disco keg party.
Right. Hundreds get trampled. It wouldn't be trampled. It'd be run over.
You should. Yeah, so many fingers getting run over.
That's a flat finger.
No!